Welcome back to So You Think Your Worm Can Wiggle? Please welcome to the stage contestant number 235, Worma Silkerstein. When Worma is not on the dance floor, she loves fertilizing the soil with her own poop and taking long, relaxing mud baths, too. Worma, let's see how you wiggle.
Whoa, Mindy, did you start the game show without me?
No, I'm just working on a little project here.
A project involving worms?
Yeah, I was just watching TV last night and noticed how there were all these dance competition shows starring humans. But can you guess how many of those shows were starring worms?
None?
Exact-oritos. And I thought, hey, the best wigglers out there deserve their own show.
What?
Oh, that's my cue. Thank you, Worma! That was just fantastic!
Hey, Mindy, do you think we can get back to the worm dance contest a little later?
Oh, you mean, so you think your worm can wiggle?
Right, because we have a game show to host.
Oh, I almost forgot. Worms to the wiggle room! We're gonna take five! Places, everyone! Places!
And we're rolling in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after, guess what bug I just accidentally swallowed? It's...
Two Whats and a Worm! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats! Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another mind-blowing round of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about vegetables and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? You can use asparagus to erase markings made by ink pens.
Or was it B? The largest potato ever grown weighed about 20 pounds or 9 kilograms, which is around the weight of an average 1-year-old.
Or was it C? Rabbits should only eat a little bit of carrot each day because it has too much sugar for their little rabbit bodies.
And to answer yesterday's winning question, joining us by phone, it's Ava from Arizona. Ava, what's the winning wow?
Hi, my name is Ava, and I'm 7 years old, and I am from Scottsdale, Arizona. And hi, Roti. My wow is that rabbits can only eat a little bit of carrot each day because it has too much sugar for them. A carrot is like a humongous rabbit candy bar. I love your show.
Winner, winner, grass for dinner!
And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guess the answer C, that rabbits can only eat a little bit of carrot each day because it has too much sugar, you found the wow. Congratulations, Ava!
Turns out that when it comes to rabbits, carrots actually do contain quite a bit of sugar, making carrots more of a special treat than a major part of their daily diet, which should contain mostly fresh hay and grasses.
For those of you who guessed A or B, you weren't too far off.
If you guessed A, it is actually the outer skin of cucumbers, not asparagus, that can be used to erase some pen marks. And that's a good thing, because I'm all out of erasers.
And if you guessed B, well, the world's heaviest potato was actually just over 8 pounds, or almost 4 kilograms. That's closer to the size of a newborn baby than an average 1-year-old.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible 24-carat ring.
This stunning 24-carat ring features 24 baby carrots wrapped around a string bean that can be adjusted to fit any sized finger. It's the statement piece to your wardrobe that you've been looking for.
Congratulations to all of the winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break because I have to check in on my worms, but when we get back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this man. message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's in a Wow. The worms are doing great and warming up for their freestyle competition.
The category for today's round is worms. Mindy, will you please refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. We're going to present you with three scientific statements about worms, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about worms is the true scientific wow? Is it A, a worm once ran for mayor in Talkeetna, Alaska, and won?
Or is it B, some worms can poop out of their mouths?
Or is it C, there's a type of worm that only exists in New York City?
One more time. Is it A worm once ran for mayor in Talkeetna, Alaska, and won?
Or is it B, some worms can poop out of their mouths?
Or is it C, there is a type of worm that only exists in New York City?
When you think you have the right answer, share it with the worms in your garden.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow. But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Thank a Worm.
Earthworms are amazing helpers. They help plants and trees grow by circulating air and water in the soil.
And we want to thank these superheroes who help the Earth by dedicating their lives to wiggling around in dirt.
We challenge you to write a thank you letter to all the earthworms, thanking them for all they do to help out the planet.
Use your researching skills to learn more about why they're super helpers and include what you've learned in your note. Bonus points if you can deliver your letter to an earthworm near you.
But if you can't hand deliver your note, make sure to take a picture. Grown-ups, you can send those photos to us at tinkercast.com/share, and we'll pick a few to share with you.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game when we play another round of
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.